As the heat wave that's been sweeping the Midwest moves into our area, cities across the state have opened up cooling centers and are warning people to take precautions, such as drinking plenty of water, staying out of the sun, and avoiding strenuous work outside. But there's no getting away from the heat for the many who have to work in it. WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum took to the streets of Boston to find folks on the job whether or not they can stand the heat.
My first stop was a large, very tall Victorian house in Jamaica Plain. That's where several men were up on a roof replacing the shingles. I met Brian Sweeney, a burly, sweaty, and tattooed roofer.
Would you say this is among one of the hotter jobs that you know of?
It's the hottest one I've ever done. I landscaped for years, and this is a lot hotter.
What are we talking?
Oh, I'd imagine if we had a thermometer, it would be 110, 115 for sure on top. But, I mean, you can certainly blister your knees and your hands if you touch them on a day like today, definitely.
I decided to go down the road to check out the kitchen at Center Street Cafe, a neighborhood restaurant with a bustling lunch business. The customers are cooled off enjoying their veggie burgers and arugula salads, but in the back of the restaurant is a tiny space that constitutes a kitchen. It's about 5 feet long and a foot and a half wide, and it's hot.
My name is Miguel Leon, and I cook here for 10 years.
What are you cooking here?
This is for the polenta fries and pasta and everything.
And it has to be on all the time?
It has to be on because when I have the orders, it has to be ready. It has to be very hot.
It has to be very hot. Let's go to the salad section. It's cooler over there. I decided to leave the heat of the kitchen and see if I could find myself a cool job. I came upon the Brookline Ice Company. The office was cool, but the phones were ringing constantly.
Jen, the measurements of a 300-pound block.
Lisa Triano is taking orders. She says business is booming.
Pretty soon, the phones will just be ringing off the hook, and it'll get to the point where it's almost unmanageable. But this is what we live for, so we got to make it when we can. We're an ice company, so our business peaks in July, and we're pretty much, this is the time to make the money when you're in the ice business. You don't sell a lot of ice in January in New England.
I ventured into the ice house where the truck drivers were loading bags of ice onto moving forklifts.
My name's Jim Kelly.
What do you do here?
I just drive a truck, that's all. I'm just a truck driver, a lonely truck driver. I've worked here 25 years.
It seems like this is a cool job because you're transporting ice. Is that true?
Well, it's cool if you're working in the ice house, but I mean, if you're driving a truck, you know, with doesn't have air conditioning, it's not cool. You still sweat. It's a lot of work. It's heavy work. Hauling ice around, you know, a two-wheel cart, upstairs, downstairs, all around.
Even though it's going to get hotter, this current heat wave is supposed to end by the beginning of next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.